Shavtim Perek Tes Pasuk Chav Vav. So Avimelech's hold over the people of Shechem is weakening. He is off in his capital or wherever it is that he spends his time. And the citizens of Shechem are putting up ambushes on the road to ambush passersby, to start being concerned only with themselves and not with Avimelech's self-proclaimed law anymore. Now Vayavo Gaal ben Eved ve'echav. And now a man named Gaal ben Eved and his brothers came to Shechem. So who is Gaal ben Eved? So some say that the word ben Eved implies that this is also his heritage. He is somebody who is the son of Avadim. He is nobody of any particular consequence. He himself is inferior even to Avimelech. But Gaal and his brethren are a band of thugs, a robber band, much like Avimelech himself. So just as the people of Shechem betrayed Gidon and his family and his sons for the sake of a low person, now they betray the low person in behalf of another low person, Gaal ben Eved. They said that about various politicians that we have who are unfaithful to their first wives with somebody who eventually becomes their second wife, and then the guarantee is that they'll be unfaithful again because these are not faithful people. These are people without morals or any kind of commitment. And the people of Shechem are very much like that, which is a sad statement about them. So now this Gaal is passing through. They see a new champion, a new band of thugs. Vayavru b'Shechem, and they pass through Shechem. Vayiftechu bo ba'alei Shechem. And the leaders of Shechem and the citizens of Shechem trusted him. They put their confidence in him, thinking it's one thing for us to rebel a little bit against Avimelech's leadership, but we need a champion of our own. We need somebody who can meet force with force. As we will see shortly, their trust in Gaal is entirely misplaced. He is a con man of the highest order who comes to town selling ideas, selling the monorail to the people, but he's not going to be there left holding the bag when everything falls to pieces. So Chav Zayin, Vayetzu Hasadeh, Vayivtzeru Eskarmehem, Vayidrachu. So they went out into the fields and they harvested their vineyards and then stomped on them, Vayidrachu, walked on them, crushed the grapes, Vayasu Hilulim. All of this for the purpose of making a celebration, making Hilula, making Halel to Hashem is a good thing. But hilula, pleasure for its own sake, a bacchanal, is not usually a good thing. Vayavohu beis Elohehem. And then they went to the temples of their gods. Vayochlu, vayishtu, vayakalalu es Avimelech. And they ate and they drank and they made merry. And louder they were cursing Avimelech. And Avimelech spies within the town. His loyalists are taking note of everybody who says anything negative about Avimelech. They're paying very close attention. So they are morayed first in small ways, in secret, hidden, not openly. And now when they're drunk, so this rebellion isn't much of a rebellion so far, but Gaal ben Eved seems to be somebody that they feel they can trust to lead them against Avimelech. This is part of that Ruach Ra'ah, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu may have sent the mistrust, but it doesn't take much for people to take the ball and run with it. They're the one who had all of these feelings that they were keeping repressed that popped out as soon as they got a little bit drunk. So honestly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to prime the pump very much for them to begin to curse Avimelech openly. Chavches, Vayomer Gaal ben Eved. So Gaal ben Eved sees an opportunity, and it's very easy to do this when Avimelech is not actually in town. So Gaal ben Eved said, "Mi Avimelech, umi Shechem ki na avdenu? Who is Avimelech, and who is Shechem, that we serve him?" So who is Avimelech, the Rashi explains, using Pashto Pshat. Mi Avimelech, who is Avimelech that he should be the leader of Shechem? And who are the people of Shechem, maybe in a more complimentary way, that they should have to serve Avimelech. After all, Halo ven Yerubal, is Avimelech not the son of Yerubal? Meaning, is he not only the son of Yerubal, who everybody else got killed? So why should we serve him? So the Matsudas David says, why should we serve him? He's not Yerubbaal himself who brought salvation to the Jews. He's just the son of Yerubbaal. Why should we serve him just because his father was an illustrious man? So there's multiple ways you could see this as an insult. Uzavul Pikido. And is not Zavul only his officer? Now, in fact, there was a fellow named Zavul in Shechem who was the appointed town manager, town councilman, mayor, who had been left there by Avimelech to be in charge. So the problem is Zavul is there, but Zavul to them seems like a weakling. He's not the mighty Avimelech who murdered 70 of his brothers. What right does he have to rule in the city? Once we're throwing off the yoke of Avimelech, why should we let Zavul keep any kind of position of power? So Zavul is paying close attention too. Ivdu es anshei chamor avi shechem. Umadu ana avdenu anochnu. You may just as well serve the people of Hamor, the father of the original Shechem. But as for us, why should we serve him? So what we're saying is if you want to have a master, you might as well serve the original owners of the town. Way back historically speaking, Shechem and Hamor were at least powerful men who controlled the region. That is before Shimon and Levi massacred everybody in town. So these are the ancient Canaanim who had been completely annihilated by the Jews. So being loyal to them is a meaningless point. It's like being loyal to, you might as well swear fealty to George Washington. Where's George Washington now when you need him? So it's irrelevant. They're founders of the city, but they're long gone. So Avimelech is also long gone. Of course, he's not. He's in the region. He's still available. And this is all nonsense. And then Gaal says, you people are all so respectable. Why are you serving the son of a concubine? So he's already being kind of nasty to Avimelech, and that is feeding in to the will of the people at the moment. And Gaal has picked up on the tone. He's a rabble-rouser. He's a guy who gives speeches about whatever it might be that has the people's attention or will get the people's attention. Caravans of immigrants after the Civil War waving the bloody shirt. The demagogues are always very good at sensing what will work with the crowd. It's the emails. So I'm not making a Trump comparison, but just saying that people who are popular with the common people tend to have a pretty good ear for what riles up the common people. And in this case, what riles up the common people is Avimelech. We're all mad at Avimelech, even though we welcomed him and put him in power in the first place. Gaal ben Eved is not quite finished, but the word will get back to Avimelech shortly.